the Spirit of Jazz podcast, where music dances with mystery, with your hosts, Bill Carter and Jeff Kellum.
Welcome to the Spirit of Jazz podcast. This is Bill Carter.
And I'm Jeff Kellum. We do welcome you into another edition of the Spirit of Jazz, where we can talk about the music and spirituality.
Today is kind of a seasonal episode. We're going to talk about the season of hope, which, at least for the Christian people, is the season of Advent. And Jeff, maybe to set the stage, let's listen to a little clip of music.
All right. Well, that's certainly mournful, isn't it? And bluesy, a reflection of the dark times that we've been in.
Yeah, haunting and soulful, I think, as well. And a reminder that all music is really not aimed to be consumed as some kind of something you purchase, something to entertain you. Sometimes the music expresses something that we have no other way to express.
Yeah, you certainly don't need the words to that old hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. Man, that setting without words is, as you say, it's kind of haunting.
Yeah, that's a saxophonist, Mike Carbone, and he was doing what he does in our church on Christmas Eve. He would begin in the complete darkness playing that melody, yeah, and then walk slowly down the aisle. A couple of the lights would begin to come on, and it would be a dramatic setting of what I think happens with hope. We express the dislocation or our pain, we lament, and then suddenly in the course of this, there's the possibility that the lights could slowly come on.
Which is the point of the Advent wreath as we light candle by candle. Yeah. You know, people worry about what color the candle should be and all of that, and basically it's really about the light. So there's that simple tune. And how do you develop that now into of shining hope?
Thanks for asking. Let me play a little bit more music and we'll talk about that some more.
Okay.
Notice that Mike is not in a hurry, but there is some urgency. You know, we're living in such an instantaneous society. We think we can dial right away and get through to somebody.
Yeah, and if you watch any television at all, the commercial after commercial is a 20, 30, 60-second story of despair, pain, something to be repaired, and then we are saved by a product at the end within that short amount of time. And life isn't like that. My psoriasis, my broken car, my life would be so much better if I could just get through this 1 minute. You're right. Hope emerges, doesn't it?
Hope emerges, but only after some endurance and some patience. And patience, of course, is not only the virtue, but I think for many of us, it's a lost virtue.
Yeah.
Similarly, in the jazz world, the tune may take a while to unfold. Someone might ask, why is this tune going on so long? And it's because the conversation continues on and it's unfolding. This is not instantaneous music. You've got to be patient. You have to wait for the insight.
How would you shape an Advent concert with jazz?
I would want to delay the harmonic resolution. Now, what do I mean by that?
Yeah, please tell me what you mean by that.
One of the things about jazz harmony is that you can add tension. You can add what classical person or a pop-oriented listener might call the wrong notes. We number them like the sharp 9 or the sharp 11th, which is also the flatted 5th. I'm referring to chord tones, and you start complicating the harmony or delaying the resolution. You delay that harmonically, and it thickens the music, and I think it resonates with people. That's where the blues comes from. We don't get it all. We get enough to go forward, but we don't get it all.
So musically, as I'm listening, I'm drawn further and further from despair into hope, whatever I bring to the music. And we both know that sometimes we listen to music so that it changes our perspective, gives us some hope for kind of bringing us up if we're down. But sometimes that music helps us identify where we are.
Absolutely. And in the history of music, there have been moments where that patience, that meditation is kind of held as a precious gift. It's reflective. You know, I think back to the early 1980s when a new subgenre of music started coming up. They called it New Age. Some of it was gentle and repetitive, but some of it was deeply reflective. And I've often wondered, what was going on, particularly with my fellow baby boomers, that you know their lives were so complicated or there was too much activity that they wanted to have this pause, this musical pause?
Oh, I remember that time because Gregorian chant hit the charts maybe prior to the New Age.
Mm-hmm. My band has recorded a couple Gregorian chants, and let me play one of them right now. It's actually an Advent chant in a minor key, and I'll say something more about it after we hear the piece. And let me warn the listeners, this does not go quickly. This is meditative and slow, so this is kind of your Zen moment as the shadows are lengthening at this time of year in North America. Thank you. So, Jeff, I think there's a great power here of reflection and meditation, which sustains us in our impatience.
What I noticed, I'm a person who cannot help but move all the time, swaying, moving, tapping my foot, whatever. What I noticed that when this, as well as O Come, Emmanuel, begin, I'm silent. And then there's a rhythm. I start tapping my foot. The music starts to move in a different direction, and I catch the rhythm of it. And boy, that being in quiet and in rhythm, the balance of the two is so important for anyone's spiritual life.
That's right. Well, and the name of that tune was Creator of the Stars of Night. It's based on an old chant called Conditor Omnes Siderum. And actually, it was on our Fragile Incarnation Christmas album. And folks can find it actually in the show notes today. But it talks about contrast, darkness and light, hoping, yearning, and yet not necessarily receiving.
There's not a resolution yet.
Right.
We're awaiting the resolution.
The Roman Catholic thinker Karl Rahner had a great quote about this. He said, "It is in the torment of the insufficiency of everything attainable in this life that we realize that all symphonies remain unfinished."
Yeah.
In other words, we don't get it all.
Right.
Even if we think we have a lot, it doesn't necessarily satisfy us. And beneath all our attainment, all our achievement, all our acquisition, there's still a yearning. I can remember childhood Christmases when I wanted something and then I got it, but I wanted something deeper than simply the new toy.
Yep. Yeah, I remember the old Peggy Lee song, "Is That All There Is?"
And so this Advent theme, this yearning, this insufficiency of what we see and what we want, this is important for what it means to be human. And I think it also kind of pushes us forward. You know, I have to deal with this sometimes with the musicians in the studio. They want to go back and redo a solo. The last solo wasn't good enough.
So they want to make it perfect.
They want to make it perfect. And I understand it's going to be documented and people will hear it, hopefully again and again. However, give up that whole thing of perfection. I want to hear you yearning, yeah, like Mike's opening solo on O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. You know, what is he reaching for? And what does that tell me about what I'm reaching for?
Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between a recorded music and hearing it live, because the live performance is never finished.
No.
If you hear it live the next time, it will not be the same as it would have been had you played the record cut or the CD or MP3, whatever we're doing these days in terms of
listening to music. So maybe the goal, or maybe the spiritual impulse here, is not to give up on striving, but to give up on attaining. There's always reaching. Did you ever hear that little poem by Reinhold Niebuhr, the great American theologian?
No. Has it been put to music?
No. It goes like this. "Nothing that is worth doing can be achieved in our lifetime. Therefore, we must be saved by hope. Nothing which is true or beautiful or good makes complete sense in any immediate context of history. Therefore, we must be saved by faith. Nothing we do, however virtuous, can be accomplished alone. Therefore, we must be saved by love. No virtuous act is quite as virtuous from the standpoint of our friend or foe as it is from our standpoint. Therefore, we must be saved by the final form of love, which is forgiveness."
Beautiful.
Yeah, I was talking recently in an interview with my friend Tony Marino, the bass player. We were going back and forth. I thanked him for forgiving all my wrong notes, and he thanked me for the same. And this is it. In reaching, in yearning, sometimes we get it right, but most of the time we need to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, just to pick up on that Peggy Lee song again, "Is That All There Is?" I'll keep dancing.
I'll keep dancing.
And so we will dance our way from Advent into that season of the Nativity. And certainly on our next program, we'll be dealing with, well, sharing some of that wonderful music.
Right. And what does it mean for joy to find us, to surprise us? You had suggested that we should have our listeners hear a recent recording.
Yes. This is something from the Dancing Calvinist CD, and which is full of moving from shadows into light. So tell us a little bit about this.
So this is the last movement of a jazz requiem that I composed and we developed during the recent COVID-19 pandemic. And the whole movement of the piece, the 8-movement piece, it begins in shadows and darkness, but it moves toward the light. So this is simply called Shadows into Light.
So here we are at the darkest time of the year, and we're lighting candles in protest.
We are reminded of the fullness of human experience, that there are the shadow times, the dark times, but sometimes they're punctured by light, and that is the hope that we're hanging on to and the one that propels us forward. So thanks for tuning in today. And you'll also see in the show notes how to listen to more of this music if you wish. We're glad that you've been listening. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Spirit of Jazz podcast. This is a production of Presby Bop Music. To find out more about Presby Bop, our music, concerts, and recordings, please explore our website at www.presbybop.com. And send us a note telling us what you think about the Spirit of Jazz. We'd love to hear from you. Check in with us again next time. I'm Jeff Kellum.
And I'm Bill Carter. Thanks for tuning in.